SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome to the program. Glad you could join us. Today, we look at the recently opened Santa Cruz Health Center of Excellence. That and much more coming up.
Emergency! Emergency! Too much carnage on the road!
Look at that man walking in the middle of the road with the headphones on. Hey. Am I idiot or what?
What him a listen to all? Me can hear it from right here.
Him not even a hear the man a blowing car horn, you know. Him a go get licked.
George, watch out!
Oh, gosh. I dead him dead, you know.
Look how the youth lose him life to carelessness.
Walk, ride, and drive for life. A message from the Ministry of Transport, Works, and Housing.
The Santa Cruz Health Center of Excellence is now officially open to the public. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson, who opened the center, also broke ground for phase two of the upgrading project, which will see additional work being done on the facility. JIS reporter Brian Miller tells us more.
The Santa Cruz Health Center of Excellence is the first of four such health centers of excellence scheduled to be opened across the island before the end of this financial year. Yes. The health minister outlined that approximately $25 million was spent to carry out the construction and refurbishing of the facility. Funds also covered the purchase of new equipment. Another $88 million will be spent under phase two of the project. Funding for the project is being provided by the National Health Fund.
It is my hope that apart from the investment in the physical infrastructure of primary health care facilities, we'll also have social and community investment. In the same way that we have friends of hospitals and hospital management committees, I am recommending that we also have these networks for primary healthcare facilities.
He says that his ministry will initiate the move by putting in place management committees for the new health centers of excellence. Brian Miller reporting from Santa Cruz, St. Elizabeth, for Roundabout JA.
Blessed, this is Queen Ifrika. We hear and see the horrors in the news way too often. I'm talking about fires. Parents and guardians, teach your children not to play with matches or any other flammable devices and never leave them at home unsupervised. Ensure that you keep your homes and surroundings safe. It is our responsibility as adults to protect the little ones from harm. So don't send the youths to light no stove, lamp, or candle. And please, don't leave the kids in the house by themselves with a lamp or a candle aburn. Let's do our part. Let's keep the children alive. They have a right to life.
This message was brought to you by the Office of the Children's Advocate. And so I learned to depend.
It is hoped that by 2030, every Jamaican will be living in well-constructed dwellings that are safe and affordable, with proper water supply, sewage disposal, and solid waste collection. Communities across the island will be planned and designed with adequate social amenities and green spaces. These are some of the objectives of Vision 2030 Jamaica National Development Plan for Jamaica to become the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. This is where we end today's Trek Roundabout JA. I'm Ruth Ann Carr, and until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.